Hey, I was asking you what went down in cost in 2022. Katie's got a guess. Hey, Katie, how you doing?
Cost of your cell phone plan.
Cell phone
plan. Or cost of use of your cell phone without the equipment.
Okay. Well, hang on right there. Let's find out if you got the right answer. Kristen Myers from The Balance joins us now. Kristen, is that what went down in 2022?
It is actually one of the things that went down. That is the cell phone plan.
Yeah, the plan only goes down at, what, like a percent? But smartphones in general, the costs are way down.
20% down for the smartphone. But yes, you are correct. 1% for the smartphone plan, 20% for the smartphone itself. But those are actually the only two things that we looked at that went down. So I guess go run out and get a cell phone.
Do we know why that was? Were there not big model drops that rushed people out? Are people changing their habits? Because, you know, with all the chip shortages, I thought maybe cell phones would go up just like the cars did. I mean, I also don't know what I'm talking about, but do we have any idea why?
That's a really good question. At first, when I saw that stat, I also was scratching my head and a little bit puzzled. But we've been seeing the chip shortage actually before last year. So the chip shortage actually existed in 2020. In fact, even prior to the pandemic starting, we were talking about how there wasn't enough chips out there and that some companies were struggling. So I think what happened was that during the pandemic, people just essentially stopped, you know, doing some discretionary spending with inflation up and with, you know, people still struggling through the pandemic. And so they've really, especially this year, a lot of these manufacturers and a lot of these stores have had to drop and give serious markdowns on certain items. And those smartphones, I think, are one of them. Walmart, for example, just came out and said, hey, we've got too much inventory. We're going to have to start giving extreme markdowns for TVs, for example.
Right.
So I think electronics and with those smartphones being included just really got swept up into some of those things that you could go out and get a deal for.
Right.
Also, keep in mind, those smartphones are dropping new ones, so
yeah,
they probably wanted to get the old ones off the shelf.
That makes sense. Hey, as we're talking about back-to-school stuff, we got, I teased the boys' clothes versus girls' clothes, and our entire team, we thought girls' clothes would have gone more up year over year instead of boys' clothes, and it turns out boys' clothes have gone up more, and in fact, boys' clothes over a year now cost a dollar more than girls' clothes, which I think bucks the trend from before. Why is that? We got to know.
This is such a big question for everyone. So typically what we are seeing, right, is that girls' clothes tend to actually be more expensive than boys' clothes. And so we've been seeing larger price increases, I think, again, and there's no definitive answer, but we actually went back and looked at some of the sales and some of the CPI data. And what we were seeing was that girls' clothes actually was rebounding faster than the boys' clothes. So what it meant was that people were actually going back out and buying clothes for women and for girls. They weren't really doing the same for boys. And I think there's probably a lot of listeners that say, yep, that makes a lot of sense. We did the same in our house. The girls wanted to go get clothes and the boys didn't. And so I think that we've been just seeing the price rebound faster for the girls' clothes. So this year over year, this latest increase, it just wasn't as much as we have been seeing with boys' clothes.
I see. Okay. As we take a look at what costs more as we get ready for the school year, which, boy, you know, I hate that. My birthday is tomorrow, which I'm only just saying because I always knew that was like 1 month until school starts again, and I can't believe we're already here. But when we talk about back-to-school price hikes, a lot of it might be simply in what you're packing for their lunch every day.
Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Thanks. Now everyone's going to think that was a humble brag to let people know.
Happy birthday.
It's not till tomorrow. I was just like, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's always signaled the start to the end of summer. Anyways, keep going, Kristen.
Yeah, this year everyone should just get you a gas card, something you can really use as these prices are going up. But you're absolutely correct. So when it comes to this back-to-school shopping, honestly, if it's not the smartphone, if it's not the cell phone plan, everything else has gone up. And the number one thing, John, that actually went up since last year was lunch meat.
Yeah.
It's gone up nearly 20%. So it's gone up 18% since last year. So just feeding your kids, I'm told you have to feed children. I don't have any, but I have it on good authority. They do require lunch. It's going to be incredibly expensive.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Especially if you're doing it day after day. I see that sports equipment, musical instruments, I mean, all these other ancillary things too have really seen spikes.
Yeah. If your children have any hobbies, I do feel for you. Sporting equipment is up 8% since last year. Musical instruments up 6% since last year. And again, as you mentioned, boys' clothes up 7%, girls' clothes only up 2%. And I mean, even haircuts. We looked at haircuts just because we figured, you know, your children want to look, you know, very cool to start off the new year. Well, haircuts are actually up 6%. And it was pretty surprising because I actually thought that all of the costs to send your children back to college were actually going to be up far more. It's been a while since I've been in elementary school and middle school, so I just must have forgotten how expensive that back-to-school shopping can be. But surprisingly, some of the biggest price jumps actually existed for children K through 12.
Yeah. Haircuts, I see the latest price is $48. My mother would line the three boys up, me and my two brothers, literally stick a bowl on top of our head and get the clippers out and cut that. $48 for a kid's haircut? That's a lot of money.
I mean, you can't talk to me, John. I'm an adult woman now, and I spend a lot more than that on a haircut. So
yes.
If I can get a haircut for $48, I actually think it's a steal. But that is correct. I mean, all the kids these days, I guess, want the coolest haircut, and they're willing to spend a pretty penny. But keep in mind, especially if you were someone who was a hairstylist and a hairdresser, this was an industry that was incredibly impacted throughout the pandemic. One, it forced a lot of folks in that industry, frankly, to quit or leave their jobs and get something else just out of sheer necessity for an income. And for those that stayed, you know, they have to now charge higher prices, really, to be able to earn a living and kind of make back some of that money that they lost throughout the pandemic. So
they work hard, no doubt about it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not trying.
Be kind and tip if you can.
Yeah, tip if you can, for sure. You mentioned back to school. I guess I was surprised, too, that the actual cost of tuition, I know that's just been such a laser focus for people. I don't know if colleges are getting a little wise to not trying to raise tuition too much, but that saw, I mean, compared to inflation, you're actually doing better on college tuition this year.
Yes, compared to inflation this year, it is only up about 2%, and housing actually is also up only 2%. And so, you know, just sending your children off to school is actually not going to cost too much more this year than it is last year. But again, take that with a grain of salt. That is compared to the inflation rate, which is 9.1% as of last month. But school tuition costs have absolutely skyrocketed, well over 100% since many years ago. So school tuitions for university and for college students have just been astronomically high. And again, I think that's probably the reason we haven't seen such a major increase in the price this year, because it's already sky high.
Yeah, for sure. Kristen, I even sent you another article I wanted to talk about that you wrote about, but we're out of time. So I just want to let people know, because I get a lot of texts about this. I'm retired and my accounts are losing money. What do I do? It's on the homepage right now at thebalance.com. Kristen has some great tips, and maybe we'll touch on that again next week when we chat again, okay?
Absolutely, no problem.
Always great to chat with you. By the way, before I let you go, you mentioned gas cards as a gift. I got one once from my uncle when I was 12 years old, and I never knew. He was way ahead of his time, as it turned out. But I was like, 12 years old, you get a gas card? But hey, I bought a big old bag of Cheetos with that thing, and I was happy. Okay, Kristen, enough about me. Good to chat with you, okay?
Good to talk to you, John.
TheBalance.com. I love that site. Let's take a break. Then more Your Money Matters up after this.